Namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda, bütün namanda. 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 We'll begin my talk this morning by reading the opening lines of Shinran Shonin's magnum opus, what many consider to be his most important writing, his collection of passages on the true teaching practice and realization, otherwise known as the Kyogyo Shinsho. Shinran Shonin no Kyogyo Shinsho no ichiban saisho no tokoro itadaite kara honjutsu no goho wa hajimaritai to omoimasu. I invite you to join me in gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. Reverently contemplating the true essence of the Pure Land Way, I see that Amida's directing of virtue to sentient beings has two aspects: the aspect for our going forth to the Pure Land, and the aspect for our return to this world. In the aspect for going forth, there is the true teaching practice, Shinjin, and realization.
Tsutsushin de Jodo Shinshu, sunawachi Jodo no Shinjitsu no Ho o ukagau to Nyōrai yori Nishu no Sou ga Eko sareru no de aru. Hitotsu wa watashi tachi ga Jodo ni Ōjō shi Jōbutsu suru toyu Ōsou ga Eko to sareru no de aru. Futatsu ni wa sara ni Mayoi no sekai ni kaette shujo o sukuu toyu gensou ga eko sareru no de aru. Ōsou no eko no naka ni shinjitsu no kyō to gyō to shin to shō ga aru to. Namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu.
Good morning, everyone. Minasan ohayou gozaimasu. Welcome to our Shōtsuki Hōyō monthly memorial for the month of August. Minasan, yōkoso 8月 no Shōtsuki Hōyō no omairi de gozaimasu. Shōtsuki Hōyō is the service in which we remember those loved ones who before us have passed over to the other shore and who we remember at this time. Particularly this month of August, we also remember our loved ones as we reflect upon this Obon season, when we have a tradition in Japanese Buddhism of reflecting on ancestors all coming together throughout the year.
そして、この8月の正月法要というのは、8月にお浄土に往生された方々をしのぶ法要ですね。で、8月といえば、うちはお盆がありますね。お盆は、こういう戦法者をしのぶという仏教の非常に大切な行事ですね。
There are many different explanations of the meaning of Obon, where this practice of Obon originated. One of the explanations that I read recently was that this practice of Obon arose out of the mixing of the practices of Zoroastrianism, remembering ancestors, and Buddhism, as Buddhism traveled from India into China along the Silk Road.
まあ、お盆の由来はいろいろな説があるんですけど、一つはこういうゾロアストロ教は、こういう、シルクロードのところに仏教が中東アジア、中央アジアを通してインドから中国に、流れてきた時に、こういう、中東アジアの宗教の戦法者をしのぶことと仏教のことが、混ぜて、こういう中国に入ってきたと。
So the observance of Obon is unique to the Buddhism of East Asia. We find it in Chinese Buddhism, Vietnamese Buddhism, Korean Buddhism, Japanese Buddhism.
お盆というのは東アジアの特徴の行事ですね。ベトナムとか中国、韓国、日本の仏教ですね。
And there are many customs that are associated with the observance of Obon in Japan.
まあ、日本のお盆のいろいろな習慣がありますね。Some
of you may have seen these hanging at Obon time.
まあ、お盆time こういう提灯が
飾るということですね。見たことあると思います。Here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, we also hang these lanterns around our dancing and in the social hall during お盆 time. こういう提灯を飾る、かけるのは、お盆の時にかかるんですね。And it's said that these lanterns, the reason for hanging these lanterns traditionally was based in the understanding that during Obon time, one's ancestors, family ancestors, will return from whichever world they may have been born into following this life. And so it's a time when the ancestors return to the home. And so the lanterns are hung as a way of guiding the ancestors back home. そして、提灯をかけるのは、その由来は、こういう先祖者が、この命を得て、迷いの中にどこかにいて、で、実家に帰ろうとするときに、この提灯をかけて、ここがあなたの実家ですよ、というふうに分かりやすいするようにありますね。So in Japan, there's a traditional understanding that during Obon season, the ancestors would return home between the 13th and the 15th. That's the traditional Obon season. And so on the 13th, families would burn a little wood, a little kindling in front of the house to welcome the ancestors back. And then on the 15th, they would burn the kindling again to bid them farewell.そして、日本の、お盆という習慣は、13日にちょっと焚き木を焚いて、して、ご先祖を、泣いて、そして、こういう15日にまた焚き木を焚いて、ご先祖を、こう見送ることがありますね。So there's a traditional Buddhist understanding in Japan that, ancestors would return home for those 3 days of Obon. So it's very important for everyone to go back to their family home and to be home during Obon so that they could be there in the presence of the ancestors. で、日本のお盆ではこのお盆の3日間の間に必ず実家に帰るんですね。その時にみんなが実家に帰ってご先祖とお盆を過ごすという習慣ですね。Have you ever seen these before? What does this look like to you? It's a cutie, right? It also looks kind of like a horse, doesn't it? Oh, uma desu ne. This one, nasu, but it's a cow, right? And so there's a traditional understanding that families will put these, the cow...and the horse out during Obon so that the ancestors can ride home on the cow and the horse. こういう、牛と馬に乗ってご先祖が実家に帰ってくるという習慣がありますね。So understanding that ここでね、帰ってくるんですね。So these are some of the customs that we see in Japan. Now these are wonderful traditions, a wonderful way for the family to come together and to observe these customs around the Obon time. It's a sort of seasonal activity, like what you might have like a Christmas tree in another tradition.
これは家族が一緒に楽しく時間を過ごすということがあるんですね。一つの習慣ですね。
However, if we think about the meaning of this Obon observance from the perspective of the Jodo Shinshu teaching, the teachings that we receive from the Buddha, we find that the understanding in our tradition is a little different from this traditional understanding that is widespread in Japan.
Jodo Shinshu のお盆というのは、この日本の昔ながらのこういう伝統とちょっと若干異なるところがあるんですね。
That's because of one important thing. 阿弥陀仏陀。
その大きく異なるというのは阿弥陀如来がいらっしゃるんですね。
The Jodo Shinshu tradition is a teaching for those who entrust their lives to 阿弥陀仏陀。
Jodo Shinshu という教えは阿弥陀如来に身を任せる。という教えですね。
We're taught in the scriptures that we receive from Shakyamuni Buddha and the commentaries provided by Shinran Shonin and others that those who live guided by this Nembutsu teaching at the end of this world are immediately born into Amida Buddha's realm of peace and bliss.
浄土真宗という教えはこの命を終えて念仏、阿弥陀如来を信じて
念仏を申す人はこの命を終えた瞬間にすなわち阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生してそして仏となる。
So in this passage that I read earlier from the writings of Shinran, he says there are two aspects to the way that Amida Buddha works in our life.
阿弥陀如来は二層が二つの働き方があるというんですね。
One of those aspects is the aspect of making sure, ensuring that each of us, by living according to these teachings of the Buddha, by entrusting ourselves to Amida Buddha, that each of us is able to be born into this realm of peace and bliss. This is a very powerful teaching because what it tells us is that when our loved ones conclude their lives in this world, when they cross over to the other shore, they will never again return bound to this world of confusion, that they're free, that they're liberated. So there's not a sense that we need to worry about where are they? Where have they gone? Where are they this year? Because we know that from that moment of passing that they've gone forth into the pure land of Amida Buddha. So we can rest assured that the life that they lived was perfect and complete, just as it was.
で、戦没者が亡くなったら、すなわちお浄土に往生する。また迷いの世界に帰らなくていいという状態になりますね。ですから安心してその生きてこられたお念仏の生涯がそれこそ素晴らしかった。これ以上に私たちが加える必要はありません。
So, while our loved ones are freed from being bound to return to this world of confusion, there's another aspect to this.
もう一つの層があるんですね。もう一つの働き方があるんですね。
It says the aspect for our return to this world.
また戻ってくるということ。
And when we return, it's not because we are forced to, we're bound to by our karma, but we return out of a sense of concern and compassion for those who are left behind.
そして帰ってくるのは、この業がある、こういう帰らないといかないというのじゃなくて、帰らなくてもいいですけれども、こういう、残した、まだこの迷いの世界にいる者のために、慈悲の心を持って帰ってくるということですね。
So we're taught that our loved ones, having gone forth to the other shore, immediately come back as guides for us in our own life, guiding us to live, reflecting upon the example of their life, all the kindness that they did for us. We find they're still very much here with us, very much a part of us. All those people we remember today are here with us in this life.And it's not just for 3 days out of the year, not just from the 13th to the 15th of August, but every single day, every morning, every night, they're a part of us, a part of our lives, guiding us through this working of the Buddha's great compassion.
そして私たちが昨日忍ぶ戦没者はもう常に私たちに導くために働きかけてるということですね。で、18月の13から15までのたった3日ではなくて、毎日、毎朝、毎晩、常に私たちを導くように働きかけているということですね。
So we gather here each month at the start of August to remember specific loved ones, specific people in our lives who passed away this month of August.
毎年この8月の最初の日曜日にここに集まって、この戦没者たちを忍ぶことですね。
See, we remember them not only in August, but each and every day throughout the year.
で、8月だけに考えるんですね。もう一年中考えるんですね。
Perhaps we remember them in the fall when we're heading back to school. Perhaps we remember them around New Year's. Perhaps we remember them in the spring when we're working in our garden.But each time that they come to mind, we find that the example of their lives is a guide for us.
例えば、秋になっている学校に帰ろうとする。または、お正月の時、春になって庭でいろいろ仕事をする時に、いろいろ時に思い出した瞬間に、そこで導いている、正しい方向に導いていることがありますね。
So in our tradition,
of observing Obon in the Jodo Shinshu time, it's a time to particularly remember our loved ones, to come together, all together as a large Sangha family. Those we've all lost loved ones at different times of the year. Obon is the time when we all come together. We come together for cemetery services. We come together to dance. We come together for our Sunday Obon service. In all cases, remembering those loved ones who, through their own lives, through their own passing over to the other shore, taught us the very important lesson that our lives are impermanent. We won't be here together forever in a physical sense. So let us treasure the time that we have here in this world and take comfort in the truth that we will one day all come together in oneness in the realm of Amida Buddha's peace and bliss. まあ、お盆の時は一年中さまざまな正月法要があるんですけど、お盆というのは全員が集まって墓参りをして、踊りをして、ここで本堂でお参りをして、で先方者から私たちへのメッセージを聞くんですね。先方者が人生で私に教えたのは、この一緒に過ごす時間は永遠に続くわけがないんですね。ですから、この一緒にいる時間を大切にして、そしてこの命が終えたら、将来一緒にお浄土で一つとなる阿弥陀如来の慈悲のまた会えることを安心して聞いていける力をいただくというのは、まあ、お浄土真宗のお盆の迎え方ですね。
So I'd like to again encourage all of you to join us next Sunday. We'll be having our Obon service here. Two wonderful guest speakers, Reverend Dean Koyama from the Palo Alto Buddhist Temple and retired Bishop Akinori Imai from the Higashi Honganji Temple and Temples and the Berkeley Otani Temple will be joining us. So hope you'll be able to join us next week for our continuing reflection on this Obon with our Obon service.
まあ来週この時間にお盆のお参りがありますので、ぜひ皆さんがここに来て一緒にお参りしていただきたいと思います。日本語のご講師は今井明則先生、以前東本願寺の北米海峡とハワイの総長でいらっしゃったバークリー大谷本願寺の先生でもございました。で、今井先生が日本語のご講師でございます。
So I'd like to conclude by once again reading these words of 親鸞聖人。
して親鸞聖人のお言葉をもって本日のご法話を終了させていただきます。
Reverently contemplating the true essence of the Pure Land Way, I see that Amida's directing of virtue to sentient beings has two aspects. The aspect for our going forth to the Pure Land, and the aspect for our return to this world. In the aspect for going forth, there is the true teaching, practice, Shinjin, and realization.
慎んで浄土真宗、すなわち浄土真実の方を伺うと、如来より二宗の層がエコーされるのである。一つには私たちが浄土に往生し成仏するという往層がエコーされるのであり、二つにはさらに迷いの世界に帰って衆生を救うという幻想がエコーされるのである。王僧のエコーの中に真実の教と行と真と正があると。ナマンダーブツ
ナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツナマンダーブツ